Sheriff David Clark, cult-like leftists rely on disenfranchisement and victimology over reason. By Breitbart News on March 4, 2019. The progressive left's ideology and activist behavior bear disturbing similarities to the psychology of cults, writes retired Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark in an op-ed at townhall.com. Clark explains that left-wing movements require the individual to suppress reason in exchange for obedience to a leader ideology. Such controlling behavior is typically used by cults or authoritarian regimes. And, like cults, the left-wing progressives target disenfranchised individuals. He writes. Studies on the psychology of cults point out that the most common types of people who join are those who feel disenfranchised. Notice that disenfranchisement is one of the most common words used in the race politics vocabulary. This victimology theme must constantly be renewed. This is accomplished by continually keeping people in a fit of rage about their unaccomplished life, keeping it front and center. Hence, progressives' constant reminders of racism, discrimination, gender bias, xenophobia, and homophobia. These wrongs are portrayed as alive and well in society. A mindset of victimhood has to be eternal, perpetual, or it will fade from the cult member's memory. Thus the creation of Black Lives Matter and the Women's March on Washington, Occupy Wall Street, and Antifa. Rallies and demonstrations serve as their meeting places. Slogans like "Tax the Rich," "No Blood for Oil," "No Justice, No Peace," become a rallying cry, a thing to stay organized around. These strong emotions make people angry and want to lash out at people outside their group, like police officers. A favorite tactic used by cults and progressives are smears that are unverifiable. Another tactic is to make accusations that are not evaluable, like implicit bias. Read the rest here.